Audio Bookshelf presents Lives of the Writers, Comedies, Tragedies, and What the Neighbors Thought by Kathleen Krall. Read by John C. Brown and Melissa Hughes.
A few words from the author. You might think that writers, even famous ones, lead quiet, mousy lives. Perhaps they spend their days with only the modest tools of their trade for company, piping up now and then to plead for more money. Allow the neighbors to disagree. After all, a typewriter does keep the neighborhood on edge when it clatters 15 hours a day, as with Jack London, and neighbors are the first to notice when a writer, such as Langston Hughes, keeps odd hours. Neighbors have been jarred awake by temper tantrums when a writer's shirts lack buttons, Twain. They've partaken of a novelist's lavish Polynesian feasts, Stevenson, and of a poet's fresh gingerbread lowered out the window in a basket, Dickinson. Where neighbors are concerned, writers have provoked storms of gossip, Dickens, endless curiosity, Austen, tears from small children, Alcott, and accusations of murder, Cervantes. Some writers live simply and quietly, Singer, while some live noisily and like to carry a gun, Hurston. But the writers in this book, representing different countries, time periods, and literary forms and styles, do have things in common. About their writing, they had a persistence that led not only to success, sometimes during their lifetimes and sometimes not, but also to eccentricities, some amusing, some tragic. And their work